Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's been over 2 years in the planning, but with community support, tobacco settlement seed money, and some expertise to make sure it would work, Campbellsburg's Trackside Butcher Shop is now in operation.
Well, a group of farmers here in Henry County had felt like for a long time that there was a good need for a processing facility here. And so they got together and raised the funds from Henry County and surrounding counties to have the feasibility study performed.
When that study proved out, John Edwards and partner Chris Wright made a pitch to open their Trackside Butcher Shop to serve livestock producers in the region. They were approved, opening last November.
We have not had any advertising put out there yet just because we didn't want to become overwhelmed. I would guess that about 90% of the business we've done so far is in a 15-mile radius of our location here. It's just spread by word of mouth. So everybody's very supportive, excited to have us here.
For now, they're moving slowly, doing custom service, processing product for personal use.
If we can process 20 beef a week, 8 hogs, and a balance of 8 lamb or goat per week, we'll hit our business plan goals.
Edwards says also they're now in the process of qualifying for USDA inspection, which could be a major boost. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's old folks' country sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
John Edwards with the new Trackside Butcher Shop in Henry County says emerging trends in direct marketing hold promise for producers and their shop.
There are a lot of producers who are marketing directly to the public. That seems to be the most popular among producers because obviously there's a higher level of profit there for them. But there is a significant amount of people who are getting their name out there by marketing to restaurants and grocery stores. And all those different avenues there need USDA inspection.
He says tobacco settlement funds through local county council investments and basic funding for KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, made this all possible.
When Chris and I started this project 2 years ago and we first met with Brent Lackey with KCARD, we were nervous thinking that we were in over our heads, and he reassured us and held our hand along the way to bring us to this point. This honestly wouldn't have been possible without KCARD's help.
Learn more online at TracksideButcherShop.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.